This is Jay Sekulow, a new challenge out of Iran with this attempted assassination plot. And what is its impact on Pastor Nardacani?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Well, you don't have to really be Sherlock Holmes to figure out what the Iranians are doing. They have been trying to kill American soldiers and have been doing so in Iraq for years.
It's hard for me to believe that there is just one plot involving the United States. I think we need to explore whether there are other plots going on into other countries. Intelligence indicates that there may well be problems elsewhere.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
This was a plot blessed by the higher-ups in Iran. But you don't need to look at this plot to determine what the Iranian regime's capable of. They have a desire to destabilize the world, and this plot in our backyard, as bizarre as it sounds, is not inconsistent with the way they think.
But
regime is dangerous, and I think they're crazy.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. Let me hit this from three perspectives. Number one, the situation with this plot that the Department of Justice has been talking about with Iran. Understand where it originated out of. Obviously, it came out of Iran, but it involved our border with Mexico and Mexican drug cartels. Iran operating on the border of Mexico and the United States. This puts the terrorist in our back door. Remember the concerns when those that were opposed to the fence saying, oh, we need to worry about the terrorists. We don't need to worry about what's going on out of Mexico. Well, the terrorists were smart enough to know that they could work with the Mexican drug cartels to try a plot, frankly, that would have had devastating consequences with the assassination of the ambassador from Saudi Arabia to the United States at a restaurant, by the way, in Washington that I've eaten at a couple of times, a blowing up of the Israeli embassy in Washington, which I have been at many times, and really who knows what else. So we've got a situation that now impacts Iran, our borders, national security, and we've got Pastor Nardacani's case all taking place out of Iran simultaneously. What does this mean for our country? What's the political resolve here? Are you pleased with the president's response to the border situation, to the situation in Iran? What about the Republican candidates as well? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, Than Bennett's in our offices in Washington, D.C. Logan Sekulow is in our studios at our media center. We'll be taking your calls. And as I said, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Is Iran a threat? And are you surprised that they're trying to get in through our southern borders to cause havoc with, they say, weapons of mass destruction? Again, 1-800-684-3110. Do we take Iran as a threat, and what does it have to do for and say about Pastor Nardacani's case? Jordan is going to call in the broadcast in a few moments to get an update, but let me give you one piece of very good news. That bipartisan letter we've been working on, Than, we're getting a great result.
Yeah, incredible response from members of Congress, Jay. We're up to 80 members of Congress, 19 of which are Democrats, so a bipartisan effort. It's actually being physically signed as we speak right now, Jay, so they're going to send it over this afternoon to the secretary. And listen, one of the things that they're asking in there, they know that Secretary Clinton is meeting with these Iranian officials at the Swiss embassy today. They're saying, listen, we understand the terror plot has to be discussion point number one. Pastor Youssef, he should be discussion point number two. If you've got them in front of them, ask him about him, demand his release.
I think that's absolutely correct, folks. And while that meeting is taking place, here's what I want to do. I want to increase our numbers. And by the way, we've heard from almost 180,000 of you between online and on the phones. But as Secretary Clinton continues these ongoing meetings, you go to your phones right now. Let's see if we can get to, by the end of the day, I want to get online over 161,000, and I want to get at least 190,000 people that have called or gone online. We're going to get to that 200,000 figure. She's meeting today. You go to your phones right now. While Iran's in the news, let's speak out for Pastor Nardacani. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Now, we've got a lot of information at ACLJ.org. You can sign up online as well, but you go to your phones right now. Let's speak out for this pastor while Iran's in the news, 877-989-2255.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. We've got an ongoing plot in the United States that the Department of Justice has brought indictments coming out of Iran involving Mexican drug cartels. Almost sounds like a fiction story. Unfortunately, it's not. That was going to be including the assassination of the Saudi Arabian ambassador to the United States, as well as blowing up the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., not too far from us. What's interesting about this is there are now ongoing discussions between Secretary of State Clinton and Iranian officials through the Swiss embassy. And we've got a unique situation, folks. I think we need to use this horrible situation for God's glory. And how do we do that? Well, while she's meeting with these Iranian leaders, while they're in, when they've been caught red-handed here, here's what we need to do. We need to tell the Iranian officials, let Pastor Nardakhani go. Stop this mockery of a trial. He's not guilty of anything. And apostasy is not supposed to be a crime, according to documents that the Iranians have actually signed. Now, just while we were on the break there, a couple of hundred of you went to the website at aclj.org. But while Secretary of Clinton's in these negotiations, as we speak, my goal is by the end of this week, we are at 200,000 signatures, folks. We're going to continue to stand up for this pastor and his family. You go to your phones right now. Secretary of Clinton's in those meetings. Let's make sure this is item number one when she goes in and talks to them. 877-989-2255. You're signing a petition to Secretary of State Clinton calling on Iran to save this pastor and to release him and stop this mockery of a trial. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. But folks, you call right now or go to the website, 877-989-2255. She's in the meeting. We can impact history right here. 877-989-2255. All right, Jordan's on the phone very quickly. He's on the road today. Jordan, what is the latest that you have? I know you've got a brand new post up at the Washington Post.
That's right. Cutting through all the confusion, if you're on the ACLJ email list, you'll get an email today, and you may have already received it. This article explains all of this confusion, Dad. There were these headlines on Fox News saying there's a retrial. There was a headline in Reuters saying there was a retrial. That is not true. It was a mistranslation. All that happened was that the Supreme Court of Iran said that if a verdict comes out from the lower court, that he could appeal it, and they'll review it. Now, that's an if and a review. And a review, as you know, Dad, for our audience to know, a court can review an appeal by saying denied. I mean, they just look at it and hit denied. So no guarantee of a new trial. I was just on the 700 Club Interactive with Gordon Robertson, who was asking people to call Congress and join our petition. So I believe that we are going to have an influx of new support for this from our listeners and a whole new audience. And this is the time, as you said, because now Secretary of State Clinton, in a very unusual situation for the United States, has an opportunity and must directly engage Iranian officials. Because of that, that channel being open, this is the time for her to push and say, you want a goodwill move? Have the Ayatollah release this pastor and keep him safe. That would get you a little bit of positive attention in the United States.
Right.
And we need to use every opportunity we can to save his life. And I can confirm again for you today, Dad, there's been no change, no verdict, and he is still alive. And this, none of this would be happening without all of our listeners. You know, I told CBN News, it all started with Christians in America and CBN and our radio broadcast and all the stations that carry us. And it started with us, and now the Associated Press and AFP, they've got people on the ground covering the story, but we're cutting through the confusion for people. I hope people share that with their friends, Dad, because this retrial stuff is not the case. His death penalty still stands. The Ayatollah has not made a decision. There is no verdict, and he is still in jail.
All right, very good. Jordan Sekulow is on the road today. Thanks for the update. But, folks, the encouraging news here, in light of this, and we were able to thwart this attempted attack in the United States by the Iranians through the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, through Mexican drug cartels, which, boy, does that bring up border issues. We now have the Secretary of State in direct communications through the Swiss Embassy with the Iranians. This gives you a chance, and this is important here, gives us a chance to directly impact Pastor Nader Khani. So what the devil meant for evil, we now can use for good. Folks, I've heard online already today, we are approaching, we're getting very, very close to 160,000 signatures. In fact, online, we are just about 220 away. I want you to go to aclj.org and sign on to that petition right now, or you go to your phones. And we've got the Secretary of State with the Iranians over this horrible situation with this plot, but it gives a chance for Pastor Nader Khani's case to be front and center. Here is the number. No excuses here. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. But folks, make that call. We've got the Secretary of State meeting with the Iranians. We can get direct action here. 877-989-2255. Logan, let's get some phone calls.
All right, Victor's calling on line two from New York. Victor, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Victor.
Hi, Logan. Hi, guys. Real quick, it's very important, Jay. The opening remarks you made of the broad threat that Iran presents was well said.
Yes.
But can I just say this? The younger listening audience, Jay, to broaden that for them to understand what's going on, they have to know that Ahmadinejad during the 70s was the lead kidnapper of all the American hostages. He's spreading that venom and that Sharia law.
Right.
He had 35 years to do that, Jay. And I call on my Jewish brothers and Messianic Jews and during this holiday of Sukkot to join in with us to try to help us with this.
Well, we're getting, let me tell you, to say we're getting wide support, Victor, I appreciate the call, is an understatement. We're getting calls from all kinds of groups. In fact, when you look at the letter from Congress with members of the House, Republicans and Democrats, and I need to say, we were very pleased to see that Keith Ellison, a Muslim member of Congress, signed on to this letter. This is pretty historic.
Oh, absolutely. Keith Ellison, John Lewis, Sheila Jackson Lee. I mean, we played Senator Dianne Feinstein in the open. That might be the first time we've ever played her in one of our opens. So the support is wide. But let me say something about what Victor said, Jay. He talked about President Ahmadinejad. We also know that Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini is involved in this. It is at the highest levels of the Iranian government. And, Jay, that's another reason that Secretary of State Clinton can't hide from this anymore. I mean, Iran has already been caught. So before she said, I want to deal with this behind closed doors. Well, it's too late. We already exposed Iran. They're already caught. They're already changing the story. This is already a public issue. So if she doesn't take that opportunity today and tomorrow as she meets with these officials to bring it up, she's not going to have another chance. She has to engage. It's a public story. And as our lead foreign diplomat, it falls to her to do it.
Well, folks, again, we've got Republicans and Democrats. We've got people of different faiths trying to save this pastor. We've got a tragedy right now in the United States with this, could have been a tragic situation with this attempted plot. But that gives us direct access to the Iranians through our Secretary of State. So what does that mean? The Secretary of State must take action. Now, we're hearing from over 80 members of Congress. Stan, when's that letter going out?
It's going out this afternoon, Jay, actually being physically signed as we speak, circulated for physical signatures.
All right, so the letter's going out this afternoon. She's going to the Iranian embassy today and tomorrow. You, the American people, members of the ACLJ, our friends that are listening to this broadcast, you go to your phones, become part of this history. Stand up for Pastor Nardacani. We've got the situation with Iran and this plot in the United States. What an unprecedented opportunity. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But, folks, we now have got the opening to have direct dialogue with the Iranians. Let's get this pastor released. 877-989-2255. Logan?
All right. As he mentioned, Feinstein, also we're going to go to a quote from her, actually, which is bite number 19. Can we play that, please?
It's hard for me to believe that there is just one plot involving the United States. I think we need to explore whether there are other plots going on into other countries. Intelligence indicates that there may well be problems elsewhere.
I think that was a first, as Logan and Fan just said, with Dianne Feinstein as quoted on our broadcast, but she's doing the right thing. This is wide bipartisan support, folks. Democrats, Republicans, independents, Jews, Christians, even Muslims have signed on to this, are standing with us on this, including Keith Ellison, the member of Congress. I think it's unprecedented. I think it's fantastic. But again, your help is essential. 877-989-2255. By the way, if you want to talk to me on air, 1-800-684-3110. How serious of a threat do you think Iran is on our borders? And are you pleased with the presidential candidates, the Republicans, Democrats, and their position on border security? Because, you know, we're fighting those cases on border security for Arizona. Now you know why. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org if you want to sign that letter now. I encourage you to do it then very quickly as we get ready for a break. This letter, historic in scope, what is it asking to be done?
It's asking Secretary Clinton to engage, Jay, and this is the same thing we asked her when we sent that letter to the UN. She needs to engage the United Nations, the Human Rights Council, and listen to this. There's a special rapporteur for human rights in Iran. Only Iran, only country that special rapporteur is focused on. She needs to demand that that special rapporteur speak out for Pastor Youssef.
All right, folks, here's the thing. I am 150 signatures away online from crossing 160. When I get this program done, let's be at 160,000. Go to ACLJ.org. We now have direct communications with Iran, folks, through the Secretary of State. Let's demand this pastor's release. ACLJ.org, or simply call us at 877-989-2255. The devil meant this for evil. God will use it for good. We've got direct communications with the Iranians. 877-989-2255. Go to your phones now. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
or add your name online at aclj.org.
Tries in action against the United States through the Revolutionary Guard in a deal with drug cartels. At the same time, Pastor Nardarkhani's situation has gotten world attention, and now the Secretary of State has direct access to the Iranians through the Swiss embassy. And we've got a jointly sponsored letter from the House with Republicans and Democrats going out. And then, Than, Senator Graham has been making some very, very strong statements as well.
Very strong. He highlights how wide-scale this Iranian threat is. He talks about how they want to destabilize everyone from Iraq to Afghanistan to the Taliban. We know, of course, that they're after the United States and Israel. And now this new plot that was against the Saudis, I think it just illustrates, Jay, and Senator Graham did a great job of laying this out, that this terror plot and the threat against Pastor Youssef, it's really just the tip of the iceberg. We're only seeing the beginning of the Iranian threat, and we better address it now before we see the rest of it.
That's right, by 21.
They're trying to destabilize Iraq. They're trying to destabilize Afghanistan. They're supporting the Taliban, even though they're ideologically different, to hurt our efforts in Afghanistan. They have supported Hezbollah to attack Israel. They're supporting Hamas. So they have a desire to destabilize the world. And this plot in our backyard, as bizarre as it sounds, is not inconsistent with the way they think.
But
this regime is dangerous, and I think they're crazy.
I mean, it is crazy what they did. I mean, it's absolutely insane what they did. They were going to try to use drug cartels to assassinate a Saudi Arabian ambassador and then blow up the Israeli embassy. But that's what this regime does. So that's the nature of what we're fighting, folks. I need you to go to the phone. Let me give you the update of what's happened. Because of the situation with this plot with Iran in the United States, Secretary of State has opened up direct dialogue with the Iranians through the Swiss embassy, which means we can now push on the Secretary of State to also, during those discussions, bring up the plight of Pastor Nardarkhani. He needs to be freed. He is still alive. We've confirmed that. Their court system is closed for the rest of the week. But, folks, there is no excuse. God has given an incredible opportunity and laid it in our lap. We need to make sure that Secretary of State Clinton responds aggressively. Here is the number. We've got a joint letter from Congress going out. We've got a lot of media covering this. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And by the way, we are 70 away from crossing over 160,000 online at aclj.org and probably 7 or 8,000 away from crossing over the 200,000 signature mark on the phones. But we could get well close to that today. So again, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Call now or sign up online right now. What an opportunity we have. Jordan, Logan, who's next?
All right, Robert's calling from Maryland on line 5. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Robert.
Hello, Jay. Hello, Logan. I wanted to ask you, Jay and Logan, why do you think that the United States, in light of the most recent plot by Iran and the Revolutionary Guard and the fact that they support terrorist groups like Hezbollah and Hamas, have not been declared an enemy by the United States in any administration since the 1979 Iranian Revolution?
Well, you know, there's even calls in Congress right now, Than, for military action or possibly military engagement. But I think the country's not ready for that. But let's talk about that. I mean, this is a tricky situation with Iran, but this is a serious threat. Than, what's the sense on Capitol Hill? You've been dealing with a lot of members of the House and the Senate and their staffs. What's the sense on this situation?
Well, Jay, calls for action against Iran are really growing. I mean, everything from sanctions to other measures. I mean, you know, the American people are hesitant to put more boots on the ground. We're already pretty spread out around the world. But there is no question that we have to increase our engagement with Iran. I mean, they have demonstrated that they are a threat to us. Now, I know it gets confusing, but this is why we keep telling people that our communication with President Ahmadinejad and the Iranian government happens through our Swiss embassy. We don't have diplomatic relations with Iran already. So that gives you some indication that we do understand that they are a threat. We don't deal with them directly. Even this administration, Jay, even they don't deal with them directly, despite saying that they would when they campaigned. So I think you're going to start seeing more calls for increased sanctions, maybe more actions against Iran. But they already have a worse relationship with us than most nations around the world.
And no doubt about that. All right, let's get some more calls in. Logan, who's next?
All right, Dwayne's calling on line 6. Dwayne, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Dwayne.
Yes, I just want to say that when you allow open borders, such as what our president, our current president is now doing, you will get terrorists and other murderers into our country. Obama is doing nothing to secure our borders, yet he will go after these states who are trying to secure, help the government secure the borders by filing suits against them to stop them.
Now, let me tell you something. You bring up an incredibly important point. We have the administration filing a lawsuit against Arizona, who's trying to make sure that they are protecting their citizens. They laughed about terrorists coming in through the southern border, and now we know for a fact that that's exactly what happened. So you're absolutely correct. And that's why, by the way, we're not just dealing with the situation in Iran. Your American Center for Law and Justice is filing briefs, even at the Supreme Court of the United States, backing up Arizona, representing members of Congress, as well as tens of thousands of you. So we're engaged in this domestically and internationally. All right, Logan, let's try to get at least two more calls in before the end of the broadcast.
All right, quickly, Gail's calling from Massachusetts, line four. Gail, welcome
hi,
to
hi, Gail.
Live.
Hi, Jay. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Sure.
I think, you know, a lot of people don't realize, but the major crop out of Iran is opium. That's
yeah.
why they have such a good link with the drug cartels in Mexico. Now, I would bet my house in my life on the fact that they probably paid for those tunnels that they were trying to dig.
Oh, I don't doubt any of that. And yes, you're absolutely correct. And this is the reality of why we need secure borders. It impacts national security. It impacts our relationships in the Middle East. It makes us have to deal with, and this is critical here, makes us have to deal with, look, with Iran. And as I said, we've got an unprecedented opportunity. Let's do this one more call, Logan.
All right, Chad's calling from California. Chad, welcome to JSEC Hill Live, line one.
Hey, I love
it. Hi, Chad.
Developed that through the calls. I just had a question. Is it possible that the Iranian terrorists that were arrested, as well as those who still exist, according to the Iranian government, were the recipients of some of the weapons from the Fast and Furious program? And was
Oh, sure. Sure, I mean, absolutely, it could be. We don't have evidence of that. But, I mean, if you go to ACLJ.org, I posted my interview that I did with Fox News on that very point because I think it's absolutely ridiculous what's happened there. And it's there's no doubt. And, Than, as Fast and Furious continues to unfold, we've got problems on our border, and now this with the Iranians, and we're running guns into the area. This tells you how serious the problem is.
Absolutely. When you talk about securing that southern border, you know, the other side a lot of times wants to turn this into a debate about Hispanics. It's not about that. It's about providing an open border for terrorists like those in Iran to come through and to attack our nation. If that plot had been carried out that was uncovered yesterday, the Obama administration would have had some serious answers to give.
No doubt about it. By the way, we are two away from 160,000 online signatures. We're at 159,998. Go to ACLJ.org. The Secretary of State is meeting with the Iranians through the Swiss embassies. Now, here's what's critical. That means we have a chance to bring up the Nardarkhani matter, Pastor Youssef Nardarkhani's matter, to the government of Iran. We've got a joint letter from Congress going out. Here's what I need you to do. Today and tomorrow are the negotiation days, folks. Everybody that's listening to me, ACLJ.org, or you go to the phones right now. Here is the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But folks, go to the phones now. We've got the negotiations going on. 877-989-2255. Talk to you tomorrow.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.